How sweet it is. How sweet it is. Thank you all for hanging out. I knew free food would get you to stay here. Neil wanted a free bar, but I said, you know, we're liberals. We can't afford that.
People always talk about tax and spend liberals. We're not going to be putting out a free bar. Anyway, thank you all so much for hanging in tonight. And yeah, we did it. We did it. We did it. Thank you. If you had told me 2 months ago that I would be standing right here, right now, as your next member of parliament,
hell no.
I would have had a few other expletives, but anyway, I'm just, honest to God, and I have to say, inspiration. I have Lyle Van Cleef and Sharon over here. Two people. Thank you so much for your endorsement. And as a journalist, I watched with pride people like Lyle, people like Huey O'Neill. Is Neil Ellis still around?
Oh, or?
No, he ate up a few sandwiches and got a No, Neil's been great. And I have actually worked with Neil on his 2015 campaign. And so I got a little taste of what this is about. But I can tell you right now, I would have never in all my dreams thought I would be here tonight, but I'm just so grateful for all of you. You know, okay, I'll get into my speech before I get. I was told not to ramble, and I've been known to ramble. I'm so proud to stand here tonight as your member of parliament elect for the Bay of Quinte. The Bay of Quinte has sent a message that we are Canada strong. I'm ready to head to Ottawa to work with Mark Carney in protecting Canadian jobs, standing up for Canadian sovereignty, and championing policies that will benefit the people of our riding. I've had the honor of representing the people of Belleville on City Council, and I'm genuinely sad to be leaving that role. But my commitment to the community does not for 1 minute cease, because I'll be working in Ottawa and not right here in the city of Belleville. I will always be representing the people here in the Bay of Quinte, from Belleville to Trenton, Picton and Wellington, to Battawa and Frankfort. Tonight we're sending a clear message to the rest of the world that Canada stands for democracy. Yeah. Canada stands for community. Canada stands up against divisiveness, and Canada stands together, Canada strong. I want to thank our amazing team of volunteers who made this victory happen. This is a team like unlike any that I have ever seen in all my years covering politics as a journalist and taking part in election campaigns. You're all amazing, and my heartfelt thanks goes out to each and every one of you. I had a list of names, but I did not bring it because I did not want to miss a single one of you.
Right on.
But we will celebrate as a team. I want to thank my wife, Sandy. Wavering on whether to jump into this, it was Sandy that gave me the courage to run and said, pick up that damn phone and get going. And Bruce was on the other end of that phone.
We're glad you picked up the phone, Chris.
I love you, Sandra Lee, and could not have done this for a minute without you. As well, my daughter Rochelle, Shelly, who had to go to work, she's right now working for Quinte West OPP. As we speak, she started a shift at midnight as the impact worker for Canadian Mental Health Association. So, You know, it's these are the policies that we believe in as liberals, what I support. And if anybody saw the video that Shelley did at our opening, you know what I mean, to be proud of my daughters. I wish Nicole could be here with us tonight. But I also want to say thank you to our amazing team with the Bay of Quinte Federal Liberal Association that has been incredibly dedicated to this campaign. And personally, a huge thank you to the president of the QBFLA, Ken Manderville. Folks, you've never seen a team like this. Ken was out. Ken, how many miles did you put on? Ken wore out a few pair of shoes. But I mean, when did you ever see the president of the Riding Association being the first one out the door to knock doors? Every day, day in and day out, no matter what the weather was, Kenny was there. Ken, you're a machine. I'd also couldn't be standing here tonight as your new MP-elect without the support of Bruce Knudsen. And as Bruce said, Taylor Russell, my campaign co-chairs. Thank you for everything you've done these past 5 weeks. We would not have won this without you. Our campaign has come to a close, but our work together is just getting started, and I can't wait to get to Ottawa. This is our victory, and this is a victory for Canada. I promise to make you all proud, and will continue to work for you, for everyone in the Bay of Quinte. I stand here a grateful man who could never have imagined such love, dedication and hard work from the people in this room. And I mean this from the bottom of my soul. Thank you. Now let's all take a moment to drink this all in and raise a glass to our hard-fought success, to a bright future for Canada, and to each and every one who has believed in us in the Bay of Quinte. Thank you. Cheers, all. Folks, I'm right now watching Pierre Poilievre weeping into the camera. If everything does my old grizzled heart good, it's to see that image right now.